Unit 2, Lesson 1, The United Nations. In 1945, delegates from 50 countries met in San Francisco, California, to make plans for an organization called the United Nations. World War II had just ended. Millions of people had died, and there was destruction everywhere. People hoped they could build a future of world peace through this new organization. The Charter of the United Nations, UN, states the four main goals and purposes of the organization. They are: 1. To work together for international peace and to solve international problems. 2. To develop friendly relations among nations. 3. To work together for human rights for everyone of all races, religions, languages, and of both sexes. And 4. To build a center where nations can work together for these goals. The United Nations has grown from an organization of 51 countries in 1945 to 191 nations in 2004. Today, almost every country in the world is a member of the UN. Each country that joins the United Nations signs an agreement that says: 1. All members are equal. 2. All members promise to solve international problems in a peaceful way. 3. No member will use force against another member. 4. All members will help the UN in its actions. 5. The UN will not try to solve problems within countries except to enforce international peace. The headquarters of the United Nations is in New York City. This is where the General Assembly, the main body of the United Nations, meets every year from September to December. The General Assembly is made up of representatives from each member country who discuss issues related to peace and security and make recommendations. However, the General Assembly does not have the power to enforce its recommendations. A second UN body, the 15-member Security Council, has the main responsibility for maintaining international peace. 5 members, Britain, China, France, the Russian Federation, and the United States, are permanent members of the Security Council. The remaining 10 members are elected by the General Assembly and serve 2-year terms. A third organ of the UN, the Economic and Social Council, is responsible for the social and economic work of the UN. Over the years, the United Nations has had some successes in its role of world peacemaker. It has negotiated 172 peaceful settlements and helped to end 2 wars. It has also helped to slow the spread of nuclear weapons by inspecting nuclear facilities in 90 countries. As a peacekeeper, the UN has also had a number of successes. Since 1945, UN peacekeeping forces have been involved in 56 missions. They have supervised ceasefires and the withdrawal of troops, and they have monitored elections. Over the years, roughly 130 nations have participated in the peacekeeping missions. In 1988, the UN peacekeeping forces received the Nobel Peace Prize. Unfortunately, member nations have been unwilling to give UN peacekeeping forces the independence and financial support they need to be even more effective. In evaluating the success of the UN, it is important to keep in mind that the organization has many functions in addition to preventing or ending wars. The United Nations is really a family of related organizations, which are working to provide a better life for people everywhere. One part of the UN family is UNICEF, an organization that provides food, medical care, and many other services to poor children wherever they live. Thanks to the efforts of UNICEF, the immunization rate of children in developing countries has jumped from 5% in 1974 to more than 80% today. Another part of the UN family is the World Health Organization, WHO, which develops medical programs for people all over the world. In 1980, WHO announced that, after 13 years of work, it had succeeded in ridding the world of the disease smallpox. To support its humanitarian efforts, the UN employs thousands of people all around the world. They work as planners to increase production in farming and industry. They provide medical services, improve education programs, and spread scientific information. They develop programs that provide jobs and better living conditions. They also help countries control their population growth. The United Nations also organizes large international conferences where people meet to discuss important world issues. One conference was about the uses and ownership of oceans. Another was about women. The United Nations also designates a specific problem for people to focus on each year. For example, the year 2003 was declared the International Year of Fresh Water. During these special years, people work together to find solutions to the designated problems. Many people believe that the best way for the United Nations to work for world peace is through its humanitarian activities. They hope that promoting contact and communication among people will make wars less likely.